From the KRCC Newsroom, I'm Andrea Chalfin. The devastating 2002 wildfire season generated public discussion about the need for treatments to fix our dangerously overgrown forests. A decade later, the Front Range has been hit with consecutive record-setting fire seasons, which has a lot of Colorado residents wondering why more of that treatment hasn't happened. In this story that originally aired in April, KRCC's Michelle Mercer looks into the status of forest treatment on the Front Range.
In the Manitou Experimental Forest north of Woodland Park, a dirt road divides two types of forest. On the north, open park-like woods so sparse they're almost a meadow. On the south, trees so dense you can't see 100 feet into them. It's an object lesson in forest management, explains forest ecologist Merrill Kaufman.
The difference is that this area has been treated to get the forest density and the tree distribution back to what it was like historically, whereas the area across the road to the south here has not been treated and really kind of represents the problem that we have up and down so much of the Front Range in the Ponderosa Pine Douglas Fir Forest Zone.
After a century of fire suppression, forests are so uniformly thick and loaded with fuel that when wildfires start, the flames ladder up from the understory to treetops and become hard to control, especially in an increasingly hot and dry climate. By the time the Waldo Canyon fire had burned through the dense forest and reached mountain shadows, even fastidious homeowner mitigation and the best firefighting efforts couldn't save many homes. And U.S. Forest Service Branch Chief for Fuels and Fire Ecology, Paul Langowski, says only a wide swath of forest treatment could have weakened the fire's fierce march toward town.
It could be anywhere from half a mile to a mile and a half from the property line into the public lands. And folks will go, well, I didn't see anything in my backyard. Why aren't you doing something there? Well, we can't do treatments everywhere.
Treatment is ideally a combination of two methods, mechanical thinning and prescribed fire. Prescribed fire is an especially effective tool for reducing hazardous fuels in the forest, but it can have side effects.
One of the byproducts is smoke. So if we want to increase the amount of treatments and the pace of treatments that we're doing, then smoke is of a concern.
And prescribed fires don't always go where intended. Langowski says of the 2,000 prescribed burns conducted by the U.S. Forest Service in the Rocky Mountain region since 2002, 10 have escaped. But even with the complications, Senator Mark Udall believes prescribed burns are necessary.
We shouldn't take the use of prescribed fire off the list of things we can do. If we do, then we run the risk of more catastrophic fire. So we are in a catch-22.
To make prescribed burns safer, the Forest Service often needs to do mechanical thinning first. Merrill Kaufman says there's one major obstacle.
Oh, if we had the money. The cost of doing these treatments so far has run between a few hundred dollars an acre, depending on what kind of condition it is, to doing prescribed burning, up to several thousand dollars an acre to get the biomass out of the woods. And if we look at the whole Front Range, we've got 750,000 to 800,000 acres of land that warrants treatment.
At an August field hearing hosted by Senator Udall, Merrill Kaufman testified that government resources should be refocused on treating high-risk ponderosa pine forest in the Front Range, where most of the severely damaging fires have occurred. Senator Udall didn't need much convincing.
We need to have more resources to both prevent fires and mop up afterwards. The idea that an ounce of prevention equals a pound of cure is spot on when it comes to fire policy.
Senator Udall took Kaufman's recommendations back to Washington. He pushed for an amendment to a disaster assistance bill that would have restored $653 million to the Forest Service's wildland fire management account, some of which was earmarked for forest treatment. The amendment failed. Senator Udall and others have since succeeded in raising funds for watershed treatment and are still pushing for air tankers, but that's for fire suppression and recovery rather than fire prevention. The U.S. Forest Service's Dave Peterson lays out the numbers and the double bind.
Right now in the U.S. Forest Service, over 50% of the entire budget of the agency is spent on fire management, and the largest portion of that is spent on fire suppression. And this continues to increase, so everyone recognizes this is a problem.
With so many resources going into wildfire suppression and recovery, there's less funding for forest treatment that helps prevent the need for suppression and recovery.
We would have to increase the mitigation effort, the treatment of more acres, at a much faster rate than we are now to really make a dent in it. Otherwise, we'll probably be stuck continuing to suppress fires, and that's where most of our money will be spent.
The Forest Service estimates with current resources, it can only get to about 20% of acres in need of treatment throughout the West. For KRCC News, I'm Michelle Mercer.
Foresters say the Black Forest region was dangerously overgrown in parts as well, mostly due to uneven mitigation on landowners' multi-acre lots. Tomorrow we'll look at how wildfires impact public perception of climate change. Join us then as we revisit our special series from April, Flashpoint, Living with Wildfire. For KRCC News, I'm Andrea Chalfin.